Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And this week, this is Friday, this is...
Carillion Chinwag!
I can't believe we improvised that so well. I really tripped over myself there and you've saved me there. You've done well. Thank you very much.
It's like that meme when Tom Cruise is sat with his stunt double. And
right,
he's,
yeah.
And he's going, oh, we just finish each other's sentences. Yeah.
Well, this is Carillion Chinwag. This is our little weekly catch-up. We find out what we've been up to or not been up to in the last week. And sometimes we put the world to rights. It's a little sneak peek behind the curtain.
The big old drapes.
And as every single week I like to do, I like to put Sean on the spot first and say, what have you been up to, good looking?
Hello, you handsome devil, you. in a week. Right. So I saw the Bob Marley film in the cinemas.
Did you?
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed that.
Was it good, was it?
I liked it. And actually, in our little complex in Andover,
It
was the bottom screen.
Oh, was it really?
But it was dead, front row, and actually it was the perfect film for it.
I felt
cozy watching it. Because it's obviously quite an important film, and actually there's quite a lot of things in there which obviously it was quite bad at the time, and obviously Jamaica was going through quite a really rough time. It was horrendous, and the film does sort of portray how horrendous it is, but actually sat in that smaller screen I was able to just be like
zoned in,
dialed
into it.
It was good, and I thought the actors were great.
Yeah,
and it was just generally a good film. You know, there's quite a lot of them coming out now, isn't it? Like idols.
Yeah,
and people are making films about their lives and sort of how they got to where they were and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
what's the word they use for them? I don't know what they call it.
Biographical
type.
Yeah. But it's dramatised.
Yeah.
But every single one of them's got like, there's a family member who's had some input and gone, yeah, that's what it was like.
Yeah,
to be fair.
They've always tried to keep it true to the actual story,
they? And how it was and sort of how the family units worked and stuff like that, because I think his wife helped out with it, and then I think his son was in the film, and Brad Pitt produced it or something.
Oh really?
So he had some input, because when I saw his name on the credits I was like, Brad Pitt?
Yeah, it's because he's channeling his old True Romance days,
isn't it? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Stoner on the sofa.
That was really good actually. And you know, I quite like our Andover cinema.
I like it. I like the people who work there as well.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even see him because we booked till 9. We just walked in downstairs. Somebody popped the red in and went, you got tickets? And we went, yeah. And then they were like,
and that was it.
See you later. Yeah, great.
Oh, fair enough.
So, because when you're downstairs, you have to go upstairs to check them in, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. But why would you bother?
We just sort of walked in and then they sort of come in and do a sweep anyway.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, we did actually pay. So
Ticket inspector.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Specky's coming down the train.
Tickets, please. Anything from the trolley, dears? So watch that. That was pretty good. And then on the Friday, my brother had booked a murder mystery in Winchester. Yeah, so we went to this hotel place. And what they do is it's a three-course meal.
Yeah.
But while you're sort of eating, you've got to work out the storyline. Essentially.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't want to ruin it for people because it stays the same. So I can't really say too much.
Yeah.
Because they do the same thing and sort of this. If you book a certain night, it's that storyline.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I can't really say too much. It was really good. Couldn't hear much because there was a big party in ours. There was a birthday party, but I don't think they quite understood that you had to listen. Because there's these people around you talking and having conversations and stuff's happening and you're supposed to listen.
That must be just so frustrating. I think I'd be really frustrated. I'd want to know. I'd want to play the game.
Yeah. Well, our table did because it was just all family on ours. And I was sort of most of the night just sat in my head of my hands trying to sort of Sherlock Holmes my sound into these people. In the end, they were asked to leave, which is a shame. But I don't think they quite understood that it's not a booze up.
Oh.
You had to sort of, you ate your dinner. Yeah, you got dinner, but you had to listen.
Oh, fair play if they got kicked out for it. I mean, that's disappointing. You don't really want anybody to get kicked out,
But
if you're being that unruly and you ruin it for everybody else, then
that's it, yeah.
I suppose it's only fair, isn't it?
There's some rules and regs. Like, they don't really want heckling because they're supposed to be playing a part.
Yeah.
And, it's not like it's a comedy show. It's like it's only a small group of people, and they obviously play this story out. And on the end, obviously it's 21st century, we have phones now. They're like, on your phone, if you've unlocked all of the evidence or whatever, you can choose who you think did it, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And then at the end, they're like, oh, so-and-so chose right. And if you all choose the same, then they choose who won based on why they think.
Oh, okay. So you've got to show your workings.
Yeah, show your workings out.
Yeah, nice.
You know, apart from the noise and not being able to listen.
Did you not just turn around with your trench coat on and go, and another thing?
Just one more thing. Oh, Inspector. Just one more thing.
Did you walk around with a big cigar?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't even take me pipe. Didn't even dress up. To be fair, I probably looked more like Luther. Just sat there looking angry because I couldn't hear anything.
Just fuming in the corner.
Yeah, with me long sort of green coat on and me red tie. No, but no, that was pretty good. I think it's called Murder 57 or something like that. The company. Really good.
Yeah.
You know, despite the noise we had, we all said we would go again.
Yeah.
And do a different story.
You can do different stories, I suppose. Yeah, it's worthwhile,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So that was pretty good. And then Saturday, just had a few cocktails in town. That's why I put up the little vid of Luke drinking his milk.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. If I'm having a drink, Luke's going to have a drink.
Luke can have a drink, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And then Sunday it was the roast. Do you know what I cooked with me roast dinner?
Go on.
I brought a Swede.
Yes.
And I put it to roast with the carrots and the parsnips, because I do them all in one tray in the oven. When the meat and the potatoes go in and that, they've got their own little tray. In
very
they go,
nice,
bibbidi
yeah.
Bosh. Cubed some Swede, put it in there, drizzle of honey, shook it all about, couple of herbs, you know. Got them out. It was so nutty and sweet. It was so nice.
That sounds...
Swede. Roasted Swede.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
All those root vegetables work so well with that, though, don't they?
Yeah, just chucking them in the oven and letting them get sort of, you know, furnaced.
Yeah.
Because they get all, because it don't go hard. It's not like roast potato.
No,
it's like the parsnip and the carrot. They get soft, but the flavour intensifies and they get almost nutty because the root is cooking.
It's really nice, isn't
it? So love a bit of Swede, but the beef weren't so good.
Oh,
so I brought a beef joint, put it in the slow cooker in the morning, 7 o'clock. Didn't realise that after my previous usage of the slow cooker, I think I might have dropped it on the side or something without realising. And there's a little hairline crack along one of the sides of the bowl.
Oh, no.
So I thought, right, put it in there on a bed of just onion and old carrots. I'll just sort of lay it on something.
Yeah.
But halfway through, I made like a little beef stock and I pour that in so it cooks in what I'm going to make the gravy out of. Yeah, that's how it's done.
Yeah,
but nice. It wasn't cooked that well. It was cooked all the way through. It was safe to eat. But it was tough as old boots.
Oh, that's such a shame.
I think the crack somehow didn't allow the heat, because obviously it's slow cooker, it needs all day, to penetrate properly.
Yeah.
Somehow, I think this little crack, which I didn't see until I obviously went to clean it after, and I thought, well, that's probably why the beef was so tough.
Yeah, if it lets anything out, any of the heat, any of the moisture, stuff that moisture's keeping it tender, isn't it?
So I was just like, oh, what a shame. So I had to throw that away.
Oh.
But I'll have to buy another one. I love a slow cooker.
Yeah.
Absolutely love a slow cooker. Stews, casseroles, curries, chili con carne.
Just chuck them all in there, yeah.
Just chuck it all in there. Soups. You want to make a soup, bang it in there, slow cook it, whiz it up when you get home. But, yeah, I'll get another one of those. It's a shame because it was a big joint of meat as well. It cost me nearly like £9.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so when I thought, oh, I'll put it in the slow cooker because it's big.
And it's going to be...
It'll be nice and juicy and cooked.
You'd have been so excited for it as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. The veg was so nice, though. It took... Like, you didn't care about the meat. We were all munching the veg, being like, oh, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And then we were all there sort of like... Just put knives and forks down and just sort of... on the meat, you know, like a caveman. Like, I gave up and, you know, I was just trying to tear it apart so I could put it in my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, it was not good beef.
Yeah, that's such a shame. I mean, all the veg stuff, I mean, that's perfect. You know,
yeah.
I'm all about the trimmings.
Yeah, you love a trimming.
Everybody loves a trimming, surely.
Yeah, of course, you've got to. That's what roast is.
Yeah. It's nice to have the main event there, I suppose, but to me, it's actually not as important in the roast as you think it is. It's always seen as like the crowning part, isn't it? But to me, it's... That's got to be the roast potatoes or the Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, Yeah, homemade Yorkshires. And the roasties and the veg, because they take the prep. Because, you know, you just chuck the meat in, maybe slap some mustard on the top or something.
Yeah.
Just put it in the oven and leave it alone. But the veg, you got to take care of. You don't want it to catch. You don't want it to burn. You don't want to smother it in honey or your herbs or whatever you're putting in there. You need just the right amount.
A delicate touch.
A delicate kiss
of
herbs to make it just sing.
Just set some bees on it for a minute and then send them off again.
That's it, yeah. You know, bed them with some speakers of lofi beats just to calm them all down a little bit once I've massaged them up.
Oh, if you were to turn that honeycomb into a speaker, that'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
Somebody's probably done that.
And then send out those soft study beats.
Mm.
Whilst those worker bees get to it.
Yeah. I imagine. Because animals listen to music, don't they? They've done loads of studies and stuff. Where
and plants as well, everything.
Yeah, everything.
It's the vibration
of it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's why my plants die. They just hate my voice. The vibrations that come out of my mouth, my plants just go, oh no, don't like that. Yours are all right. They like your voice.
No, well,
you say no, but they're all nice and green still.
Well, they're green. But the snake plants are gone, eh?
Oh, but they're just so sassy. They just don't care.
Sassy snake plants.
Yeah, they just do it for show.
And actually, they probably don't like the vibration, because if you wanted to scare off a snake, you've got to make lots of vibration.
Yeah.
You have to stamp your feet, supposedly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
test it. I don't want to try it. Don't anybody bring a snake to me.
Yeah, don't get too involved with that. And then the little palmy thing.
He's looking all right. It's been cold, though.
He's about a quarter of the size he was when he started.
Yeah, but it's been cold. He's coming out of winter. He just needs a little bit of sun gigs.
I'd like to say this, but it's been like this for a couple of years now.
No.
It's clinging on. That's how I describe it. It's clinging on.
Oh, wow.
But the aloe's smashing it.
Oh, yeah, look at him. Loving life.
Too much aloe. Need to get rid of the aloe.
Yeah, you can use it for all sorts. Make a little soap out of it.
Yeah. Should research it.
Make a moisturiser out of it or something. You can just rub it on your skin and it's really good for sunburn.
If you ever get outside, if you're not a vampire, it's fine.
If you don't live in the UK. Apart from that one week where we have one massive heat wave and it's 42 degrees and then it snows the next day.
And then everybody goes, oh, can't wait for it to be cold again.
Yeah. Shut up. Yeah, that's it. It's like,
enjoy it whilst we've got it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, what about you, sir? What have you been up to? 2 hours later.
a big pause as I consider what I've done for the past 7-8 days, which amounts to very, very little. I've done a lot of work. Working, houseworking, a little bit of guitar.
Little bit of guitar, you say? You've been putting quite a bit on the old, on the gram at the moment. I've
worked out the setup here.
Yeah.
You know, I've found a way to sort of interact with my little gadgets and whatever, and I can record stuff, and I'm putting the video out, and I'm combining the two, and it's part me trying to learn some songs and part me tech demoing for myself.
Yeah. You know, that's just enjoyment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you actually, it's really funny because I hear the videos, the sound that comes off the video, and it seems to just pick up my voice. Well, it's not really my voice, it's my breathing. I'm quite a heavy breather.
Right.
I think you're a bit of a heavy breather as well.
Yeah,
I think
we're both.
Yeah. So apologies for that, but that's just how it is. So when I play back the video by itself, It's not plugged in. All you're hearing is just the electroacoustic sound.
Yeah.
And my breathing over the top of it. and it's really funny as well, because I look at myself in the videos, I look really upset about playing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. That's my concentration face, is me looking really...
But we all do that because we can't smile and concentrate.
At least I don't stick my tongue out.
No, that's
anymore.
Yeah, we all used to do that.
I got out of that habit.
Yeah, I still do it every now and then when I'm painting sometimes. I'm like, oh no, his eyeball's gone all over the face. Yeah. No, it's good though. I'm liking the little uploads of the old guitar.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And like I just said to you just before we recorded, the process for it is me making about 20 versions of a video, and then what I actually put out is still quite true. Like I'm not adjusting it. It's not me.
You've not edited it, have you?
No.
It's just another take. It's not like you've just picked it up and done it.
And it's not 100%. You can listen to any of those. They're not 100% perfect. They're probably not even 90% perfect. But that's how I think most people play.
Oh, you're telling me that it's all first time. They just go, oh, I'll turn the camera on. First time, perfect. Oh, upload yeah.
No.
It takes time, people.
Yeah, and I sit here and I've got my camera set up on the stand.
Mm.
I've got the Audacity running to record the sound.
Yeah.
And then I mess up within 3 seconds. And then it's like, right, press space bar to stop the record.
Yeah.
Command and Z to undo it. R again to record. Stop, record on the video, go again, and then try. And that's why... which one was it? It might have been the Better Call Saul theme.
Yeah.
If you see the very end of it, it looks like I say something.
Yeah.
And I do, because it's taken so many takes. I'm just like, fuck yeah. And that's why I'm quite pleased.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not a perfect take.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm happy enough to put it out. I don't need it to be perfect to put it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I showed that with the latest one I put out, which by the time this comes out might not be the latest one because I keep recording more stuff.
Is that the Twin Peaks?
That's the Twin Peaks one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not perfect. And at the very end of it, that's when it really falls apart. But I can't play that bit yet.
Yeah.
That's the bit I need to practice.
Yeah.
I can do the first bit. Yeah, it wasn't a perfect take, but it was, I can do it. I'm capable. And I think you can tell that I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the little chord progression, it gets...
Yeah.
And just after you play a C and then you play an A minor. An E minor.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Was it an E? Yeah. An E, sorry.
Mm.
Apologies.
Apologies. Music theorists.
Yeah, I'm not a theory person. I did theory when I was about 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And then forgot it all. Yeah, after that, and that's a little bit twiddly, but it's not desperately difficult. There is a bit of a little pinky stretch on the E chord to do, which is difficult because of the tuning on the guitar kind of comes across a bit kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
But then after that, they're not chords that I recognize or would play normally.
Yeah.
So it becomes quite tricky. So it's just a case of I'm just going to have to practice getting into that shape.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
and then you put up another video, and we'll be like, "Smashed it!"
It's all about the art of shape.
That's it. That's it. Shape of your hands.
It was the same when I learned Foo Fighters Pretender.
Yeah, I do that on bass.
Yeah, so
yeah, but I know what.
That is an odd little chord to play the intro.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And it took a long time to. Start getting into that shape quickly because I can play it once I'm in that position. I can play the tune and I can, you know,
move your fingers around the chord.
You just need that index finger to sort of change the whole sound, but the rest of your hand sort of stays in the same place as you sort of arpeggiate your way through it. But a bit of practice
makes perfect,
and okay, I can do it.
That's it.
And that's what it's about. And I'm hoping with that Twin Peaks bit of music there. One day,
I'll just
I've got it now.
Definitely.
And then I'll stop playing it. Like I've said before, I'll stop playing and forget all about it. And I'll go to play it again and be like, oh, no, I can't.
Need some time.
I had some suggestions of things to play.
Yeah, I saw a couple of them on your replies. Yeah.
Yours was the Concerning Hobbits.
Yeah, just on the guitar, just a little diddling,
I need to have a look and see what sort of arrangement I can get for that.
Yeah, it might not work on guitar.
A single string at a time might feel a bit thin. It might need a bit more bass involvement.
Yeah, maybe. I might be thinking of an acoustic version, and that might be why I think, oh, on guitar, yeah. But it might be an acoustic.
I'll have a look. And if I can't do it, then I'll just say you were being unreasonable.
Yeah, yeah, unreasonable, you know, suggestions here. I'll put another suggestion in.
Oh, yeah, feel free. Yeah, send me suggestions.
Yeah, I saw you had a few more. I can't remember.
So Chris Dealey, shout out Chris.
Shout out to the man.
Hope he's all right. Thinking of you. He suggested Fade to Black by Metallica.
Yes.
Which, yeah, he did. Which I used to play.
Yeah.
Years ago, I got really into playing Metallica. And
yeah, but they're so good.
Yeah, and I can't do the solos. I don't even try. There's no point. I'm just
They are amazing musicians, though.
Yeah, you know, if you really think good. About it,
yeah, and, so good.
And they've been in that band longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
Which is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's plenty of bands like that.
Yeah.
But
to be as good still.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And I saw them live years ago, and that was...
Oh, I bet that was so good.
That was... Who was in that? The Sword were the first band.
Right.
If you know The Sword. They've got... I wouldn't say that they've got big hits or anything, but people who know The Sword, you know, they're a good, they sound good. They were also supported by Machine Head.
Oh, Machine Head. Yeah.
Now they're a proper good band.
Yeah.
And then Metallica came on last.
Nice.
And it was really good.
Magic.
But it was really interesting watching because The Sword played and they sounded all right. Sound quality was a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Machine Head came on.
Bit better.
Metallica came on. Has somebody just turned on the album?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous how clear that sound was.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And all bands do it. I think they have to sort of make the support act sound just a little worse.
It's like an unspoken word, isn't it? It's like, yeah, because you're on first, we're just going to turn everybody down a little bit. But we're going to leave the drums as loud as possible.
Yeah.
Just so nobody can hear what's being said.
Or just put distortion on the vocals so you've got no idea what they're singing about.
Yeah. And then it's all cleaned up by the time the last band comes on. Yeah. I've always thought that, but you never know. We need to ask Jack Black because he'd just tell us straight.
Yeah.
Because he did the roadie song, didn't he? So they'd know.
Talking of Jack Black.
Go on.
I was looking at my little DVD collection, the remaining DVDs that I've got, very few. And I've got the complete masterworks of Tenacious D.
Have you?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, man. I'm going to get it for you and you can watch it and you can report back and you'll be like,
okay.
This is really funny. And then you'll understand where Lee comes from.
Right.
You know the song Lee.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, it is only one word, but.
But it's how.
That is, you'll meet Lee in that. I don't know if it's the actual Lee or if it's just.
Still a Lee.
I don't know how much of it is. It's all kind of made up and constructed, I suppose, but I don't know if some of the characters are made up and then. It's then part of a bigger story, or if he's actually called Lee, and these people are actually who they are, and then it comes together. I don't know, but it's still very enjoyable. If I remember right, there's two discs.
Oh, is there?
And the first bit is, I think the first bit is one thing which is just quite. I wouldn't say it's family friendly, but it's more story based. I think, whereas the second half, I think, is a bit more. I think there's some ruder stuff in that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For the adult viewers.
I mean, it's probably all for adult viewers.
Yeah, probably.
And then I've also got The Pick of Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
But not the film.
Oh,
the album. But I got a special edition of the album. And inside, it's got some tarot cards. It's got a lenticular cover.
That's it.
And it's got The Pick of Destiny in it.
That's it.
The green
devil pick.
You can't use it.
No,
it's super thick. I've not even tried. You look at it and go, this, no.
Yeah.
Even if you tried it on a bass guitar, it's too big.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
It's ridiculous.
But that's just promo. That's what you used to get, kids.
Yeah.
You used to get CDs, not Spotify albums. They used to be physical CDs. And if you spent a bit more money, you would get special little editions. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love that.
Mm.
And I think I'll get them both out. You can have a look at them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
This is cool.
Because I did get the Pick of Destiny, but I didn't get the special edition. I just got the scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-dap normal one. I do love Jack Black. He's just so funny.
What, I think one of my favourite lines in that whole film is, you've got to choose destiny or tits. The car is just like, tits.
Oh, such a... And Dave Grohl's the devil,
he's
isn't
he? He's the devil, yeah.
Because he plays the devil in Tribute.
Yeah.
He's the, yeah, he does, plays the drums in that song, and then he dresses up as the devil, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah.
The music is... I mean, it's so great. Good.
Master Exploder. What a song that is.
And Dave Grohl is the devil in that. He's the drums on that.
Yeah. Doesn't he do the drums for the... Oh, no, I don't think he does the drums for the whole album. I think there's a couple of songs he doesn't do.
I don't know. I've not looked into it.
But he's amazing.
Oh, Grohl, and we'll love Dave Grohl, right?
Yeah.
What a guy.
What a guy.
He is a pure throbber, isn't he?
He is. Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's like a beast of a man. Yeah. He's one of those blokes. I've never seen him in a mountain man sort of, you know, experience.
Mm.
But if he did a little show where he's like, I'm just going to go in the mountains for 2 months... And he's just got his little cardigan on, some walking shoes, and his beard. And he goes off and he kills a bear or something.
Yeah.
I'll be like that. You were born for this.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl. Look at him.
Did you ever see the video, the music video for the Foo Fighters song Low? And that's got Jack Black in it. And they go to a motel.
Yes.
We're
talking old school now. That's young in days.
Depths, isn't it?
Kerrang!
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah, it was. That is a song that I thought was really good, and the video was really, really good as well. But I think it was so underplayed.
Yeah, at the time, yeah.
Yeah, and now people don't talk about it.
Yeah.
In fact, I've referenced a Foo Fighters song in something we were talking about. I can't even remember what it was. I think it was just in conversation. You might have said something, and I can't remember if it was Breakout or... It was about that era, and I just dropped that in, and you went, oh, amazing.
Mm.
It was the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was what it was. It was the popcorn.
It was the popcorn.
If you want to find out what that is, go and look up the breakout video from Foo Fighters. And,
yeah, and then re-listen to our podcast, please. Re-download it.
So, yeah, that's... But I do like Jack Black.
Yeah, he's very good. And I think he's... I don't know what it is, because he's just... It's like it's not put on.
No.
You know, if you look at his Insta, like, he has a good laugh. And it doesn't seem like he's going, oh, I need to have views today. He's just gone, I want to do this.
I fancy pretending to be Superman today.
Yeah. Can we use some CGI to make me look funny? Yeah. You know, he's just got all these cool things.
Can I dance around in my underpants, please?
Yeah, basically, yeah, yeah. But give me one of those
funny... Some high kicks.
Them funny AI cameras that follow my booty, but don't look at my face, because then you go, oh, God, it's like I'm on a theme park ride. Looking at Jack Black's ass.
Yeah.
And then he was Bowser from Mario. Oh, bloody hell, legend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't he? Oh, and then there was this other one, and I saw it, and... There's that band, and I can't remember what they're called. I will find out, people. Something else I've got to do for this bloody podcast.
I hope you've got a list of answers.
Oh, yeah, I've got... Well, not for today. I've been busy. And they did that, so, you know, that split thing on YouTube you get. On the
remix type.
The remix, yeah. And they go, oh, we want Jack Black to listen to this. And the kid actually does sound like him. Like, yes, I'll give him his due. You know what I mean?
I know exactly who you mean, yeah.
He wears the Pokemon t-shirt.
Yeah, I can't remember his t-shirt, but I do...
Yeah,
yeah, and what was it?
I can't remember what they're called.
It was good though,
and they sing
really good.
It took like what 2 months,
yeah,
and then finally Jack Black does it.
Yeah, reposting every day.
Reposts it every day until he saw it and did it, and then he's just oh, that's so good.
That was cool. I remember that. Yeah. That was a while ago now.
Yeah, that was a long thing now.
Yeah, but that was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was definitely a lockdown project, wasn't it?
I was watching that, waiting for Jack Black. I was like, he's got to do it. Because it just sounds so good. Because they also did the Pokemon theme tune.
Oh, right.
And that sounded really good. Oh, what is the name of that band?
This is the problem sometimes, isn't it?
We're on the spot.
Yeah. But you get something good on social media like that. and they flare up.
Yeah.
And then they disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get one little viral video and you just hope you get enough followers to keep you going, but actually...
You can't... It's a one-trick pony, isn't it? You try and do it again, you know.
Yeah, he's found himself a talent.
Yeah.
He's got himself stuck into something and it looks and sounds really good, but once he's done that, how do you follow up? It's that difficult second album, isn't it?
That's it, that's it. Or you need somebody like Jack Black to be like, all right, you can come and support me on tour.
Yeah.
And then, you know... See what happens from there.
Yeah.
But how cool is that though? Like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I do like it when that happens. And going back to Dave Grohl, he did the same with, do you know Nandi Bushell? She's the drummer. She's like 13 years old.
Oh, yeah, you showed me her as well, didn't you? Yeah, yeah. We've had a watch for a couple of her videos. Yeah. Really good drummer.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 13. She's been playing since she was 4.
Yeah.
And she challenged Dave Grohl to a duel, and she played drums and he played drums and they wrote songs and whatever, and he conceded defeat.
Did he?
Yeah, which is, you know, cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not she was better or he was better, the fact that at some point he's gone, yeah, all right, you win.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And she's played live with him. She's been on stage doing Everlong.
Oh, has she?
I mean, if you're a drummer, Everlong is not the hardest song to play, but it's not easy. Mm. It takes a bit of stamina because it's 16th notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just constant. But she smashes it. And she played at the... Taylor Hawkins tribute as well.
Oh, did she? And that was, what a legend, yeah.
Yeah, that was super cool. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's just come off tour. She was doing, there was a thing called Young Voices.
Mm.
So my eldest, she took part in this.
Yeah.
So there was 30 dates. And basically, I think it's just schools get together.
Yeah.
And they all descend on wherever it is performing. I think it moved around a few times. So I think it was in Sheffield, Birmingham. It was at the O2 in London as well, and maybe a couple other places. And she was playing with a couple of the guys.
Yeah.
And they were playing all these different songs, and that was really cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Experience for youngsters. That's what they need, though. They need to be able to do what they're good at.
Have you ever seen the film Whiplash?
No.
Right. You really should watch this. It's been around for a few years. But it's about a lad in school, and he plays jazz on the drums.
Mm.
And he's getting into the jazz band for the high school.
Yeah.
But the teacher is, the conductor is J.K. Simmons, and he is ruthless. I mean, he is serious, but he's so good. And he ends up having to play a song. And there's a few different songs. The actual soundtrack to it's incredible. There's a song called Caravan.
Right.
And the drums on that are insanely good. So good. Nandi plays it.
Really?
And she probably shouldn't be able to play it.
Yeah.
But she does. And she put time into learning that.
Yeah, yeah.
It took her, and she'll say, it took her a long time to get to it, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think she plays a sort of a, almost like a truncated version of it.
Right.
But the technique is just, and it's jazz drumming as well.
Yeah, which I think is always more difficult.
Yeah, it's hard to pick. Like, it's really funny. If you see, I watch a bit of YouTube with these drummers because I have an interest.
Yeah.
If there's some, I think it's Drumeo, who are like a drumming school, an online drumming school type. And sometimes they put little challenges out for various drummers. And I saw one where they got a jazz drummer and they got him to play something like Nirvana, might be like In Bloom.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or playing something that was like a rock song.
Rock song, yeah.
And he, obviously he's an incredible drummer as a jazz drummer, but when it came to doing a rock song, it's like his techniques don't
match up to the rhythm almost,
And I tell you an interesting thing. Well, I think it's interesting. Dave Grohl, again, let's go back to Dave Grohl, because why not?
The Dave Grohl episode.
In Nirvana, as the drummer, his drum beats, he has described himself as disco beats. He's just taken beats that would work in disco,
but put them to rock songs.
And put them in a rock song, and they sound good. And actually, when you play along with them, yeah, they are. They've got that
disco vibe.
Yeah. And it's just, it's really funny because it works so well.
Yeah.
And you don't realize. You just think he's hitting those drums so hard, and he's just like, he's thrashing them
out. Yeah.
But he's doing a disco beat with them. But I think if he'd softened up a bit, he'd be like, oh.
That's disco.
That's disco, but yeah. It's just the way he plays it.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a monster.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I would never have known. My mate Matt would have known that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it flies straight over my head. I'm just going, yeah, that's cool. that's cool, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, give us a bit of that drumming.
I love watching good drummers, and I love watching good drumming videos as well. And
yeah, yeah.
Dave Grohl played Queens of Stone Age at Reading Festival. And it's a terrible quality video that I've seen, but he does a song called Avon.
Yeah.
And I love that song. And playing it on the drums it's just brutal. Like, it's not super difficult. I mean, I certainly used to be able to play along with it.
Yeah.
I need a bit of practice. I'm a touch out of practice on drums at the moment, but it's just so loud and powerful, and those drums are like bang, 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 and you're like, but there's technique in it as well. It sort of moves around, but it's just so aggressive. It's just,
yeah,
I love it. I get really into it.
Mm.
And I find that with those Queens songs, that the drums are always quite...
Oh, they're really powerful.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think you realize when you listen to it on the radio as a sort of if you were non-musical, you might just go, I like that song.
Yeah, it's like, a cool rock song. Yeah, it's loud.
It's loud. I like the way the rhythm is, and I like all this and that, and the guitars are good, and this lyrics, blah blah blah. But actually, the drums are such a driving force. You just don't realize that that's the reason. You're like, yes, this is.
Yeah, it's pushing the song forward all the time, isn't it?
You feel it. Yeah. I mean, they've got a strong lineup. Well, they certainly used to have a strong lineup, because they used to have, like, their bassist has always been good. They used to have Nick Olivieri, who's always naked on stage back in the day. And I think he has a real powerful play.
Yeah.
But whenever you get new members of a band, they kind of have to adopt part of the previous person's style to make it consistent, because they have to play those songs, don't they?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
So you kind of get this continuation. You couldn't get a jazz drummer to play on
Queens of Stone Age.
It just wouldn't work, because it'd just be far too soft, and it'd be too nice.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to match
the energy.
The energy or the aggressive sort of input they have to have.
Mm.
Whereas obviously, you know, but then it's the same if you put a rock drummer in a jazz band.
Yeah,
it'd be like that. What time signature? What? I don't know what that means. Yeah. Or I don't know how to play softly. No, you're kidding me? What's a drum brush? You know, don't hit the bass. What? But yeah. But musicians adapt, and you can see it in. And I think, you know, if you see musicians, especially like teaching musicians, when they can swap between, and they're like, I'm not a pro at this, but I am able to show you different techniques.
Yeah, I can choose the basics. I practice
every day. Of all these different ones, you know, kudos to them, man, because
it must be hard.
Yeah, it's a bit different on bass, because you know, you just sort of
bum 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 bum.
Yeah, you know, you got rock, blues, jazz, whatever you play, it's, you know, you play an A.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh, is it in standard tuning? Yeah, all right, great. Is it on a double bass or a stand up bass or what? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but you know, when you're playing the drums and stuff, it's very difficult.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Oh, well,
yeah, but you keep everything together, don't you? So if the drums go out, that's it. The whole
band almost just crumbles to dust. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But definitely. Yeah. God,
There you go.
I love the music stuff.
There you go. And you said before, oh, I haven't done much. I spent.
I don't feel like I've done much.
But we've had a good chinwag about it.
We still have a good chinwag, because once a nerd into music, that's it.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Slid that sort of door open for you and pushed you in the elevator, didn't I? Ding, ding, top floor, please.
Yeah. Just about a leap off the side. because everybody else has switched off. They're going, oh, is he still talking about music?
Dave Grohl again. Why don't you just get with him?
If only I had the chance.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't say no, people.
No, of course not.
Of course you wouldn't. No. Oh, yeah. So apart from that, not much has gone on. But even though we haven't seen each other for a week.
Yeah.
It's been one of those quiet weeks.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's been busy.
Yeah.
So not a lot has actually happened, bar.
Yeah, it's almost like admin week, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got work going on. You've just got housework going on. You've got just stuff to catch up on.
Yeah, life needs doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we can't just be going to cinema every other day.
No, that's it. Although I would love to do that. Oh.
Go on.
Original Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
It's coming out for its anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, I can't remember the date. Every time we do a podcast, well, I can't remember that. But it is happening. But yeah, I can't remember the date, but original TM.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I think all you have's up for that. Yeah. That'd be good. Imagine that. Because a lot of people would never have seen that in the cinema, the first film.
To be honest, I've never watched any of those Spider-Man films except for the multiverse one.
Oh, okay.
And the only... I watched the second of those in the cinema because I watched the first one on Netflix and thought it was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to watch the second one in the cinema, but I don't go in for the Marvel stuff normally.
Right.
But I do know that those Spider-Men are...
Sony?
But they're
Fox?
Yeah, and they're kind of outside of the
Before all of that.
Yeah.
This is pre Disney-fied Marvel.
Yeah.
Let's keep everything combined and togetherness.
Yeah, it's not a universe, is it then?
It's just a Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Great. It's like Christopher Reeves playing Superman.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, he's not part. Yeah, you don't need all of that. You know, DC Comics have made the universe just for the films. You know, it's just, here's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Which I like. I think a character should be able to stand up by themselves and have a story for themselves.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm not really keen on Superman. I think he's the most boring superhero because he can just do everything and he's only got one weakness. And that the whole thing around it is, can he save the day without Kryptonite getting in the way?
Mm.
And he doesn't have enough to hold him back. If he wants to stop a plane falling to Earth, yeah, no bother. I could do that.
Yeah, that's true. But then I think the thing with Superman is, a little bit of a nerdy dive here, I think the point is, it doesn't take a lot to stop him, but then how much will it take for him to just go, humans, I hate a lot of you.
Yeah, what's
You've
the point?
Killed Lois, why? Why'd you kill Lois? She did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know? I can't bring her back from the dead. You've taken everything from me, even though I'm an orphan and I've helped your planet, blah, blah, blah.
Still,
you know, try and kick me while I'm down. And then he just laser blasts the earth and they go, you know, it's that thing of, he's a good guy and he's got all these powers, but he could also be the worst thing.
Yeah, and when you see evil Superman back in the day, with his little bit of stubble, so he knows he's a bad boy.
Oh, he's got a 6 o'clock shadow, so he hasn't shaved today. He's evil.
Yeah, that's it. I think did you see Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
So in the second part of Kill Bill, David Carradine has got beep.
Mm.
That's not to spoil a name if you don't know it. Yeah. I mean, you should know it by now. Anyway, he's talking about superheroes and he says his favourite is Superman and I think he's got a great argument for it. I really like this little thing he says. So he says Superman has got all the powers, but Superman is the only superhero who was born as a superhero.
He was born with it.
All the others came into contact or something happened and they gained certain powers. Yeah. He was born with it. The cape he wears was his blanket as a baby.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but okay, he's held on to it. I'm sure he's got a teddy somewhere as well. His costume is actually Clark Kent.
Yeah.
All the others put a costume on to become a superhero. He puts his costume on to become
normal
us.
Yeah.
And fit in. And his interpretation of us is Clark Kent. He's unsure of himself. He's a bit dweeby. He's a bit, you know, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not great, is he? He's very fragile and he acts that way.
Yeah.
That's how Superman sees us and that's his interpretation. So I think if you were to flip it and go, all right, Superman's just doing what he's doing, but actually it's the Clark Kent bits, which are the, they're not exciting, but they're that's what Superman's about. Maybe it becomes more interesting.
Yeah, do you know what? I like that.
And
I actually quite like that.
I've always remembered that. And even though I don't like Superman, I like the way that's turned around and you go, maybe it is. We've been looking at the wrong side of Superman for so long.
Yeah.
That actually, that's not the superhero part.
Yeah, it's being the normal man.
Yeah.
Because this is why most superheroes, I think, get powers.
Mm.
Because they're ordinary people to have that humility and that morality of what a human needs. And then they get powers. So it's like, oh, but they know what it's like to be a human. So they've got the moral compass of a good guy.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, it's like they say, isn't it? With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
You know.
And then you can talk about Batman actually having no powers.
No powers, but actually super kick-ass.
If not the greatest
detective that ever lived.
But he is the greatest detective. Yeah. But also possibly the greatest superhero.
I mean, he Batman.
He defeats Superman, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's smart enough.
Yeah,
to defeat Supes, and also he's a cross between like a cyberpunk Sherlock Holmes.
Punk Sherlock Holmes, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, cyberpunk Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just like some crazy Halloween gym bro. Do you know what
he's
I mean?
He's just down at the dojo all the time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
between with bats.
He's doing the, you know, in I Am Legend when he's doing the upside down curls and he's reading the book. That's Batman, but he's just got his little iPad out looking for clues.
Yeah.
Of a murder or something, but he's just literally just working out all day long to get there. Yeah, because I like the interpretations of Batman. Everybody tries to do them differently, but at the end of the day, he's not a spoiled rich kid. He's so smart.
Mm.
He's like, everybody goes, oh, Tony Stark's really smart. He's Iron Man. Yeah. But Bruce Wayne is sort of up there.
Oh, yeah.
And he can figure things out on the fly or...
Tony Stark's kind of just the most social version of Bruce Wayne, isn't he?
Yeah, it's like an alter ego.
Yeah.
If Bruce wasn't a man of the night and he actually went out in the sunlight and got some vitamin D...
I don't know if that means something else.
Well, maybe. Yeah, if he had some vitamin D in his body, then maybe he would be Tony Stark, wouldn't he?
Mm.
You know, but he doesn't need the suit. This is the thing again, doesn't he? Yeah. Suit that can fly.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Because he's already figured out that his bat plane needs to be up in the air ready about 5 days ago.
He's just too clever.
He's just too clever.
Sees the future.
Sometimes it's a bit unbelievable with the old bats, but I love all the Batman films, Christopher Nolan ones. Masterpieces.
We've said this before,
I've seen The Dark Knight in the cinema. When it came out, I think I watched it 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it that much.
Yeah, it'd be good if they showed that again.
I don't know when the anniversary is, because they're kind of doing that now as well, aren't they? They did Jurassic Parks, they've done,
yeah,
they're doing Spider-Man, obviously Episode 1, Phantom Menace is May 3rd. So maybe that'd be good if they sort of released them again. Because nobody really talks about Batman Begins, but it's a great film.
Oh, yeah. I think people do talk about it, but they normally talk about Heath Ledger, don't they?
Yeah, for The Dark Knight.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The first one's not spoken about as much, but it's got Cillian Murphy in it.
That's right,
really, really, really big.
Yeah, and back then, if you didn't know him from that, you knew him from 28 Days Later.
28 Days Later, yeah.
Which is an incredible film as well.
Yeah. God, I forgot about them. Because you had 28 days, weeks.
28 days and then 28 weeks. I don't think they did another one.
Yeah, yeah. They were good films, actually.
Yeah, really good.
Because is it that bit? And he's there in the subway and he's pushing the bloke's eyes out. Because he has that little bit of blood in him and then it just goes...
Yeah, because it's rage, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're not zombies.
They're not slow zombies. It's rage, I Am Legend-y zombies. Yeah.
terrifying.
Yeah. God, imagine that.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't want my eyes to be popped out of my head.
No, that's not nice, is it? It's not what you want to see.
No. Leave them alone.
Oh. Right, well, lovely talking to you.
And you, mate.
This seems like a perfect place to wrap up.
Yeah. Somebody squishing my eyes out of me head.
Again, we'll leave it on a light and airy note. It's just what we like to do. Yeah, pleasure as always. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you, buddy.
Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.